At CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, and the Penguin Surf Lifesaving Club has taken out top honour when it comes to the National Surf Lifesaving Australia 2020 Awards for Excellence, Jess.
This is so exciting, an Australia-wide competition.
Yeah, we have the president of the Penguin Surf Lifesaving Club, Alison Cable, with us now. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a really huge surprise, and we can't actually believe that it happened to a small little club in Tassie.
So, yeah, it's awesome. And the first ever Tasmanian recipient of this award. So about time, I reckon, that we had some Tassie representation. It's awesome news.
It is. It is awesome. We're just one of many amazing surf lifesaving clubs that we have around the state and across the country, really. But look, we were absolutely amazed that we won the statewide one up against all the clubs that we have here. There's so many fabulous people that have got so many programs going right across our state, and we sort of tapped in and helped support each other wherever we can, and I think, things like that is actually what makes Surf Lifesaving such a great place to be a part of.
Right, you're one of six finalists from around the country. What got you over the line, do you reckon?
I think it was really actually just that. We put in a strategic plan a few years ago, which really addressed the key area that we were struggling to fill our patrols, and the pressure that was putting on our volunteer members, and the amount of hours they were having to give up to keep the community safe and patrol those flags. And we tapped into the other clubs, and they helped cover. Like, I know we had members from Boat Harbour come and help us on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Utilising that, and just now that we've built our members back up, that we're able to assist other clubs the same way that they assisted us. So, and it also sort of relates to at the same time we've now transformed the clubhouse into be a real community hub. We aren't just a surf lifesaving club. We have yoga, tap dancers, weddings, Friday meals, like all sorts of different things that the community can come and enjoy and be a part of the club as well.
It was mentioned that you're on the brink of financial ruin. Is that true?
No. Look, what happened was basically at a point in time that as a volunteer organisation, you've always got these different challenges. And at that point in time, we were focusing, the club was on our beach and the patrol. But then when you throw in you lose your income source, you've just got to reevaluate and work out what do you do from here. And that's where the sort of strategic plan comes into place, and you re-look at it, we sort of plan to say, what can this building be used for? What does the community need? And we went from there, and that's how it all sort of built over the last, 5 years, 5 or 6 years. To be in the really strong position that we are now. So,
Well, it's wonderful. It's a great news story. How can people get in contact with you guys if they want to get involved in Surf Lifesaving in Penguin?
Oh, look us up. We're pretty much everywhere. Facebook, on the phone, pop down. There's usually someone around at the club. Be in touch. There's something for everyone. It's not just about being a strong swimmer and being a patrolling member. You can come and learn how to use a radio and be a part of the patrol, the first aider. We've even just launched Silver Salties, which is a new national program at Penguin, which is about engaging, older Australians into active and healthy living. So we've got two programs running at the moment for that as well each week.
And let's just touch on that magical location where you're located.
Right up Preservation Bay there. It is absolutely stellar spot. Best beach in Australia.
Alison Cable, president of the Penguin Surf Lifesaving Club. Well done being named the Club of the Year for the National Surf Lifesaving Australia 2020 Awards. Well done. Awards for excellence. Nice work.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.